Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. Looks like a sunny, hot Monday. We'll have your forecast in a few minutes. It was 1 week ago when a deadly outbreak of storms was bearing down on Alabama. APR's Ryan Vasquez has more on where recovery efforts stand.
Over the weekend, the federal government approved aid for four Alabama counties hit by severe weather. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says individuals in Baldwin, Jefferson, Lee, and Limestone counties can get grants for temporary housing and home repairs, low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses, and other aid to help with the recovery. Federal funding is also available to the state and eligible local governments for debris removal and other emergency work. Not on that initial list was Etowah County, which saw an EF3 tornado rip through their part of the state. Minority House Leader Craig Ford, who represents Etowah, criticized Governor Robert Bentley for the omission in a recent editorial. Ford says even if the governor intends to add Etowah to the list after the initial declaration, by leaving the county out now, he has delayed vital assistance that our people need right now. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
There is no incumbent running for Alabama's Secretary of State, and that's why the race has become one of the most competitive on the primary election ballot. Three candidates are competing for the Republican nomination. State Representative John Merrill of Tuscaloosa leads in fundraising and has picked up endorsements from the Business Council of Alabama, the Alabama Retail Association, and the Alabama Farmers Federation. Crenshaw County Probate Judge Jim Perdue and former Montgomery County Probate Judge Reese McKinney are stressing their leadership experience as past presidents of the Alabama Probate Judges Association. The primary is June 3rd. Alabama is about to receive a grant to help improve health and fitness among its young people. The National 4-H Council, along with its partners, are issuing grants to 20 states. Andrew Williamson is a 4-H Alabama youth ambassador from Hartsell. He says he had some help getting the grant from the people at Tuskegee University.
We actually did a healthy living day in North Alabama at Calhoun Community College. What we did was we worked with young people from the area, taught them what healthy living style really was, taught them what was in the foods they eat, how it can affect their life, and really how fun it can be to live a healthy life.
Williamson says the program is part of 4-H's Youth Voice, Youth Choice program. Alabama will be receiving $45,000 to help better the health of young people in the state. Survey crews in northwest Alabama are working to preserve cemeteries. The crews will define boundaries of the historic General John Coffey Cemetery and install markers at an African-American burial ground that's home to about 130 unmarked graves. Chairman of the Florence Historical Board, Robert Steen, tells the Times Daily the graves will be fitted with markers for the first time, although the names of the people buried there are mostly unknown. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Spinks Meganson.
If you like sunshine, well, this forecast is for you because the next 4 days feature sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Morning lows will be around 60 Monday through Thursday. Our next chance of rain happens on Friday. That's when the rain chance goes up to 30%. We will have mostly cloudy skies Friday through Sunday with afternoon highs right around 82. I'm WVUA's Spinks Meganson, and that's your local weather forecast.